An Old Man's Love by Anthony Trollope. Chapter 1. Mrs. Baggett. Mr. William Whittlestaff was strolling very slowly up and down the long walk at his country seat in Hampshire, thinking of the contents of a letter which he held crushed up within his trousers pocket. He always breakfasted exactly at 9, and the letters were supposed to be brought to him at 9:15. The postman was really due at his hall door at 9:15, but though he had lived in the same house for about 15 years, and though he was a man very anxious to get his letters, he had never yet learned the truth about them. He was satisfied in his ignorance with 9:15 a.m., but on this occasion the postboy, as usual, was 10 minutes after that time. Mr. Whittlestaff had got through his second cup of tea and was stranded in his chair, having nothing to do, with the empty cup and plates before him for the space of 2 minutes. And consequently, when he'd sent some terrible message out to the postboy, and then had read the one epistle which had arrived on this morning, he thus liberated his mind. "I'll be whipped if I will have anything to do with her." But this must not be taken as indicating the actual state of his mind, but simply the condition of anger to which he'd been reduced by the postboy. If anyone were to explain to him afterwards that he had so expressed himself on a subject of such importance, he would have declared of himself that he certainly deserved to be whipped himself. In order that he might in truth make up his mind on the subject, he went out with his hat and stick into the long walk, and there thought out the matter to its conclusion. The letter which he held in his pocket ran as follows: St. Tewells, Norwich, February 18. My dear Mr. Whittlestaff, poor Mrs. Lorry has gone at last. She died this morning at 7:00, and poor Mary is altogether alone in the world. I have asked her to come in among us for a few days, at any rate, till the funeral shall be over. But she has refused, knowing, I suppose, how crowded and how small our house is. What is she to do? You know all the circumstances much better than I do. She says herself that she had always been intended for a governess, and that she will, of course, follow out the intention which had been fixed on between her and her father before his death. But it is a most weary prospect, especially for one who has received no direct education for the purpose. She has devoted herself for the last 12 months to Mrs. Lorry, as though she had been her mother. You did not like Mrs. Lorry, nor did I, nor indeed did poor Mary love her very dearly, but she at any rate did her duty by her stepmother. I know that in regard to actual money you will be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?